one should try to stop his thought process of thinking about everything else other than Tfila before he davens, and remind himself that he's about to speak to the old tzaddikim, would be able to get to high madriga of moving himself completely from the Olam HaGashmi, Gabbos Koach HaSichli. Those days they had something called Sefer. Yeah. they got close to the might of the bullet. The person suddenly stops and thinking about something else, and Manasseh should stop for a second to refocus himself. He should think about things that Machmir himself, to recognize that he's not running the world, that the Torah is running the world. And they love the Mechavans of Vidu Shema Shemayim. This is all before he starts Manasseh, and it's good to come on time. You can take a few seconds to think what I'm doing. Think about the greatness that comes with Bohu, and that the physical world is worthless, not to run after the physical pleasures. And then is there for a person to kiss his sons, young sons, like so that it should be recognized that there's no Ava to Ava Sashem. Also, the Shabbat brings that if the children are too young to be in the shul, and they're running around, dancing around in the shul, that's good for Simchas Torah when they dance. The rest of the year is not a proper thing. It disturbs the people can't hear the tefillahs properly. If it takes it from the shalom, if a person is thinking about other things in the middle of the tefillah, to run his right hand 3 times over his forehead and say each time, Leit Torah Rabbi Lekim, Ruach Lochem Kadosh Lekim, and have a pure heart. Move on, like we said, the main thing is, as much as we can, try to focus on the fact that we need Hashem, and He's the one who's running the world, and He wants to hear us. One should not position himself in a place that there are things that will disturb his concentration on the tefillah. So it has a strong smell, even if it's a good smell. Or if he's something that just went through a very thing that got him all shaken up, it's not a good time to daven. If you can push it off to another time, daven another time. A person should daven like a Der Tachanuni, like a poor person who's begging for money by the door. You should not look. It's just like some requirement that one has to do and get past it. Shmuel says in the Halacha of Hiddush that the opinions that say if a person did not daven Der Tachanuni, didn't daven in a fashion that he really feels he needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he's asking for the Rachmonos, the Bach and the Rabbi hold he's not using his feet. Nice, it's not akim, but it's just an important thing that one should have this mind for when it happens.